Those who want to stop this practice describe it as bottom feeding. As the economy worsens and people's credit scores go down, they say, consumers will face higher premiums and insurance companies will make more money. Steve Miley directs the University of Wisconsin Consumer Law Clinic, which represents moderate and low-income consumers in lawsuits. At a public hearing, Miley told state senators the only reason there's no outcry over this practice is that most people don't realize it's happening.
Many, if not most people, don't even know what a credit score is. They don't know what it reflects or what goes into it. And they certainly don't know that it's being used to calculate their insurance rates.
But Ed Felchner of Acuity Insurance in Sheboygan says his company has been using credit scores as one factor in calculating premiums for the past 7 years. He says it's statistically proven to be an effective way to gauge the probability a driver will file a claim. Felchner says it also results in 76% of his company's clients getting their premiums lowered.
Now, there's often concern, well, there's 24% then who are getting an increase. You know, I don't worry as much about the 24% that are getting an increase because I worry about the 76% that are getting a discount, and how do I explain to them that they've been responsible, they've been good customers? How do I say you have to give that back?
The plan to stop insurance companies from using credit scores may have a chance of passing the Democratic-controlled state Senate, but it's unlikely to clear committee in the Republican-controlled state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.